say crib if you wanted to.
Well, what did you used to say?
Crib when we was kids. Uh-huh. We're going out to the crib.
Uh-huh. But that was part of the barn.
Yeah, but it's all changed. It's different now.
Did you ever have a building? I don't know if they had it around here, but I'll ask you anyway. Do you ever have a building called the granary or granary?
I keep grain in.
Uh-huh.
You call that a silo.
Uh-huh. What did that look like?
Well, a great big old room of things. Mm-hmm. Mine is big around as this house.
Mm-hmm.
And I have four and five of them. Now, up in the Delta, that's where they keep this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the granary. And they shell the corn in a corn sheller and put the corn in there. They call it a silo.
Mm-hmm.
And they put the feed in there for the cows and things through the winter. And they've got a place where they put the, turn it and put the feed down the trolls.
Mm-hmm.
They got wooden trolls.
Mm-hmm.
And they feed the cows that way.
Did you ever see if they have too much hay to put in the barn? Did you ever see it kept outside?
Yeah, some of them stack it, put some a pole down and throw it up on top of the pole and make it round it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be on the pole, but
mm-hmm.
it ain't good, but the cows will eat it.
You'd call that a...
What to call it? A hay stick or anything.
Uh-huh.
And stick it up, I don't know what they call that thing.
Uh-huh.
And I never had heard them call it. I saw them though.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a hay rick or hay rack?
Yes, they rake hay with a rake.
Uh-huh.
And they cut hay with a hay cutter.
Mm-hmm. You know when you rake the hay up into little piles?
Well, that's a hay rake.
Uh-huh. What do you call those little piles that you have raked up?
Well, they piles to the rick into the balum, and they got a hay baler.
Mm-hmm.
They run that stuff through a hay baler, and it bales the hay.
Mm-hmm.
They call it a hay baler.
But before they baled the hay, when they'd rake it up into little piles, and then they'd take their pitchfork maybe and load it on a wagon. Did you ever hear them call those little piles of hay anything?
Yes. Piles of hay is all I know. And if they put that, where they cut it, then if they put it on the wagon, they build it in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And if they pick it, they'd rake it up, and when they go long, they'd bale it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they'd pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And if they'd hear them doing it.
They always baled it ever since you can remember?
Yeah. They had a hay bale.
Mm-hmm.
They'd cut it. And they let it lay there 4 or 5 days and dry,
mm-hmm.
and they go back there and bale it.
Mm-hmm.
That thing would pick up the hay and put it in the bale, and it would bale it.
Mm-hmm.
And about that long and baled, and then they'd put wool around it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd take it to the hay barn or wherever they wanted to put it.
Mm-hmm. Where were the cows kept?
Well, some of them have barns and some of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
They have a cow barn with a big place up under the barn where they can go under there out of winter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where do they graze?
In the pasture.
Mm-hmm.
They call it pasture. They got it built with wire around it.
What kind of wire?
Barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they got 4 and 5. Oh, up in the Delta, they got some pretty land up there to build pastures and things. And they don't have to feed them in the summertime. That grass is so grows so fast up there, they stay rolling fat.
Mm-hmm.